This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
817 said, could y'all tell LA that LA Live is awesome? And it is, and we appreciate him. And
hey,
we
LA
love
Live's
him
awesome.
Hey, it's awesome. LA Live's awesome. We're going to hit you with the mixed bag. We got a serial urinator situation going
I've
on.
I've apologized for this.
Yeah,
okay. We've already talked about it, and I don't know why you got to keep rehashing it.
Hey, man, I wasn't even going to bring that up because this is somebody else. Because initially I did think it was you, but it's not you because we know who it is, and they've been eliminated.
Ooh.
Not killed.
Oh, no.
I'm going to rephrase that.
Did someone get fired for peeing?
Now, we're going to get to that in just a second. We'll also give you some more updates on your foosball over the weekend here. We got all kinds of things happening here. Final hour of the Power Hour.
We got college football on tonight?
Tonight
we do.
Tonight there is college football. Brian?
I'm going to watch college players, but from the studio. I got to watch.
Do you watch college football while you watch college players?
I listen to it in the background. I have it on in my office.
Well, it's not a top 25 matchup tonight.
We don't have an ACC game tonight?
There's not.
Yeah, we do.
There is.
But it's not top 25.
Oh, it's Florida State and NC State, 7 o'clock.
Oh, but tell them about the big one, old Chuck.
The big one? You want to know about the big one?
Tell them about that gun line, boss.
Tell them about the big one.
The big one on FS1, kicking off at 9:30 from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas.
Oh, UNLV?
7-3. Rainbow Warriors of Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Taking on the Running Rebs, UNLV, 8-2.
Is it Tommy Chang? Tommy Chang coaching the Warriors?
He is. This is going to be a battle for Mountain West supremacy.
Against Dan Mullen.
Dan Mullen, yes, and UNLV. Oh, it's going to be a juicy one right there. And UNT has played on Fridays, 2-4. We certainly have. As we're about to be going.
Didn't you play against South Florida on Friday night?
We did. We did play against South Florida.
That's when Walchuk was deep in the bag at a wedding and screaming at his cell phone.
But this is you don't schedule fall weddings.
That's when you guys both took the day off, I believe.
We did. We double dipped on the day off.
I could have swore I saw Walchuk swinging his shirt in the crowd.
No, that was at the wedding.
Oh. It was.
It was, man.
And it's not my proudest moment, but it got the people going. It was provocative.
Yeah.
Or it didn't. Maybe I actually people
I think
left
you,
the wedding.
The mother of the bride was beside herself.
She was. She was not happy. Because
Walchuk was naked again.
Yeah.
With just his shoes on.
You know how he goes.
Having regular conversations with people like him.
Somebody just his dress shoes.
My go-to move, Lucius. You know I'm having a good time.
His zany dress socks with his daughter's face on them.
Yep. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Proud of
really,
you.
Really happy for you guys.
So that's on the sex.
Did somebody ask who let the dog in?
Woo! North Texas playing at Rice, by the way. You got that free booze there if you're a Rice student.
You know what? I tell you what, I was kind of thinking how we could, if you could drive down there and get free booze. I think it'd be kind of fun.
You think it'd be worth it just for the beer?
We got some UNT Tolos that are trying to get us out there to tailgate with them tomorrow.
Well,
I do know that.
In Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun. I mean, it would be fun. I would absolutely love to do that.
There's so many different things. If I wasn't married with children,
yeah, it'd be possible.
I would be there.
Hey, I'd be possible to do all of this.
I would do that.
Let me
there's
ask
like
you
a
this.
Million things each week that's like, yeah. You know what? That does sound awesome.
That sounds amazing.
I wish I had that even as a real option for me.
Yeah. Are we?
But I don't.
Are we at like 38% to get in the playoff?
I think
the number was in the 40s. Yeah, yeah. We're approaching 40s here, man.
How do we not go broadcast if like wherever they're at? If they're at like, I don't know, where they going to play Tech? Georgia?
It might be a Tech game, yeah.
Somebody, I mean, it's a 5-12, right? It's going to be 5-12.
We'd be the 12 seed. Okay. Yes, so we'll play whoever is the 5. It could be Georgia. It could be Texas Tech.
I'm telling you, we need to be there for that game.
I would love nothing more.
That'd be fun. But like, we're in a mobile home. Make the trip. Just drive it.
I'm in. I mean, I am down to do whatever.
Broadcast
it takes.
Out there.
Who drives?
Me.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll drive that thing.
Okay.
But if we get in like the mobile home, like the sexy RVs.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Lucius, you got to come along, man.
Throw
out like the grill, like do like a whole tailgate situation.
I've seen family members get disappointed because everybody else in the back is having a great time.
Yeah.
And you got to drive.
No, I'll drive. I'll get us there.
Okay.
We could film that. We could sponsor to do this. Our Graystone would be all over this.
Graystone would absolutely make this happen.
Yeah, they're playing next Friday afternoon.
Next Friday afternoon at Apogee?
At
Datku now?
At Datku.
It'll always be Apogee to me. But yeah, the serial urinator.
Where are they playing?
Temple at 2:30.
We should kick Temple's ass.
We should be doing G-Bag Nation.
Friday after Thanksgiving.
It is going to be like a great... Oh, yeah, it's after Thanksgiving.
It is the Friday after Thanksgiving.
We're going to work.
No, we're off.
Are we off?
Yeah, I think
we're off for Black Friday.
We've got a college football game that's airing.
Oh.
So we don't... Yeah, we're
maybe
not
it's down. UNT.
Thank you.
Let's show up.
I'm down to go. Let's do
I'll
this.
I'll show up.
Hey, North Texas, we're coming on Friday, 2:30. We're partying. Let's go. I'll bring the newborn. She'll get hammered.
I'll get some gear.
Well, I'll milk drunk for her, but bring the booze for me.
Yeah.
You'll get some gear?
I'll wear some gear.
Rally House has some good stuff.
The Rally House
in Denton has a lot of good stuff.
I'll get some gear.
Fantastic.
Look at this Yeti right here.
Look at that mean green Yeti. It'd be like a Darty again.
It'd be so much fun.
It'd be like sunny, show up in sunglasses, sweat top. Standing outside drinking,
you can't beat that.
You can't beat that. The sunshine.
Hit Lou's up before the game.
Yeah, we got to take Brought Us to Lucky Lou's.
Yeah, man.
Show him that one picture on the wall.
Oh, that one picture. You think it's still there?
Would I be like the oldest guy in the bar by a lot?
No, I don't think so. During the day. I mean, you'd fit right in probably if we went to the square. That's where a lot of the locals.
All right, she squares.
So, yeah, hang out. And it's a good spot over there. But, yeah, we had a serial urinator that was kicked out of Baylor. After filming himself peeing on the football field and other landmarks around the campus.
Hold up.
Yeah, he filmed himself.
Have you seen their...
This dude's just marking his spot.
Okay, can I make an honest statement here? Please, folks from Baylor, don't kill me.
Okay.
You've done this before.
Have you seen their stadium when you drive by?
It's beautiful. McLean.
Have you seen what it looks like?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's right off the water.
It's been a minute since I went that way, but yeah.
No, what does it look like? Is it like a phallic symbol?
Pull up a picture, please.
Does it look like a hang down?
Are you talking overhead view or
just a side view of it?
I've never thought of anything. No,
look at it and tell me what you think when you look at it. And I'm not going to say anything until you get a picture of the stadium.
All right, I'm pulling up Google Images.
Yeah,
are you to blame for all the yellow patches in the grass? What's going on?
No, I would love to.
Okay,
what does it look like?
What are you thinking, Eric?
Looks like one hell of a helmet.
No,
does it
look like? A commode?
A commode.
Oh, okay. Yes. I am seeing that. It's got that U shape. Yeah, it looks like you can sit right down on there.
Yeah, it looks like it's got the lid for it, you know, the seat. You know, you got the seat and the space. So guy peeing on the field, maybe thinking.
This was just a commode.
This is a big commode.
Wow, dude. That is some architectural ingenuity, right there.
Baylor football, Baylor basketball, Baylor, I'm all for you. But your stadium kind of looks a little bit like a commode.
It does, man.
Well, this guy set off a trend. Like, this ended up being a thing across public
campuses. As long as they're not peeing on my ice cream at the Tom Thumb, I'm okay.
Oh, my gosh. That was a weird thing. People, like, opening up those.
They were licking it.
Don't do that.
That's a weird crap.
Come on, don't do that to me.
Well, so it was a TikTok trend.
Uh-oh.
And it was run by somebody who dubbed themselves the university's urinator that began posting videos that captured the students behind them peeing in public places on the campus. The movement ended up trickling to other universities like Ohio State and Colorado State. It also sparked
the shoe.
Yeah. It led to a UTSA student being hit with a trespassing charge after they were captured,
sure,
simulating
a stream charge
with a water bottle. Okay. Yeah. So
did Pavia do this at New Mexico State?
He did to the opposing team.
Oh, he was at New Mexico State, and he was did it to New Mexico.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay. I think it was New Mexico.
I do remember when Pavia was doing that.
He did do that. But this guy,
so he's filming himself. So like his face, like he's just cool with his entire his identity being out there like that?
He went to the school's bear habitat and did it there, and then the 50-yard line at McLean, among other stops. Yeah, it's not good. The student claimed he used a water bottle to fake all of the videos. It wasn't actual urine, okay? But they still are going to kick him out. Now, he's not going to have criminal charges pursued, but he's no longer allowed to go to Baylor. So maybe he does. Maybe this pops up somewhere else, but you got to watch out for these serial urinators out here. It's a problem.
Yeah, that is disrespectful at a high level. Like, I'm here for the outdoor pee. I do think that is one of the more liberating feelings can have, but you got to be a little bit more discretionary.
I told you I'd like a top 10 list. Top 10 list from you guys of the where at Kyle Field, the most drunk sections.
We
need to break that one down. Who has the most drunk section at Kyle Field?
Our buddy Mike Osmond just texted and said that the ladies' stadium at Baylor also looks like a boob.
Does it really?
That must be from the top.
This must be all in the plans for them. This is
Baylor's. I don't know what's going on.
Their stadium
arena.
The stadium broadcasting. I did Ted Emmerich and I did a high school football game there for one time, and it's a great stadium to broadcast.
Walton Waco said he's never going to look at that stadium the same, Ryan. So thank you.
When you just ride by it, just take a glance.
Just a glance. Just
take a glance.
Just look over there.
You know, hey, it's a great, great school. But
just see what's up.
The architecture looks like a little bit like a commode.
Dave Aranda is going to be sticking around, though, by the way.
Yep.
Just so everybody knows.
I like my guy, Dave.
We do have Mavs basketball tonight, for those of you that still care.
Are we on the East Coast?
No, it's a home game.
Oh.
They've got the cup poured out, the NBA Cup, taking on the Pelicans of New Orleans. Maybe this is I don't know if Zion's even playing. This could be like the Zion for Gavin if he wants this trade to happen.
They beat us last time in this thing.
They did. D'Angelo Russell's out tonight, according to Jason Kidd. Initially, we thought Derek Lively was going to be out, but Jason Kidd said, no, Lively is playing. He's going to be on a minutes restriction, 15 to 18 minutes. He also said Anthony Davis is sick, and that's why he's not out. The recovery for the calf strain still going well. But we got Mavs basketball. Constable Scott actually texted him and the wife are headed there right now. I hope you enjoy it. Bring the noise. Let's get a dub. Beat the Pelicans.
Beat the Murder Birds.
Let's make it happen. Shout out to the Stars. They're on a heater right now. The Athletic actually pulled the best NHL front offices from general managers and high-ranking team execs across the league. Panthers were voted the number one front office in the league. Stars at number two. So congratulations to Jim Nill and company.
And nothing better than getting a Stanley Cup potentially here.
I'd absolutely love it.
Mardi Gras Brian in June.
Let's make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville at SMU, that's a big one. That's going to be noon tomorrow, 11 a.m. tomorrow, ESPN2. SMU still has a chance at the ACC title game. There's a way through in which Miami can still get there. That requires SMU to lose both remaining games, but SMU has a path. It needs to win out against Louisville and Cal and then have Georgia Tech lose or Virginia lose next week. So SMU still with conference championship hopes there in the ACC.
Rhett Lashley done a great job at that place. Please don't leave, sir.
No. Well, he just signed a big extension.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, he signed a big extension.
When did he sign that?
A couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
And I'm a sports guy.
It's okay. Yeah. You got a lot going on.
And they might get the backup quarterback for Louisville, because Miller Moss is expected to be a game-time decision.
Interesting. That could be a dub there for SMU.
Good for SMU getting him inked in. That's good.
Mizzou and OU, that's going to be the fight in Carter Freeman's. That's going to be a big one. That's also
Is that at Columbia? At Norman?
In Norman.
Norman.
Okay.
Norman. Pitt and Georgia Tech, that's going to be a big game. BYU at Cincinnati actually just secured the Big 12 title game tickets. My brother-in-law bought them for the family.
Okay, there you go, because I couldn't help you very well.
Well, we're going to be up in the boonies and the nosebleeds. So that's kind of where I like it. Okay. That's at Jerry World, so we'll be fine. We're in the 400 sections. Yeah. Paid like 100-something bucks.
I can help you for the Cotton Bowl.
Well, if they play in the Cotton Bowl, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Because I've married...
I got Bennett the tickets last year for that, the Ohio State-Texas game. Yeah, it worked out good.
Now, let's do a quick edition of NFL. True or fart, shall we?
Mm. All right.
All right, fellas, I'm going to ask you a couple of these bold prediction questions. You tell me you think this is true or fart. Play along at home, 877-881-1053. Eric, you follow.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes.
Done. Washed.
He's going to lose his third consecutive regular season start for the first time in his career as they're going to lose to the Colts on Sunday.
I don't see this happening. I'm still riding with the Chiefs to make the playoffs, and this feels like a game you got to have in order to make that happen. And this game is in Kansas City. I think that's a fart, man. I think the Chiefs are going to go ahead and find a way to win this game. This is the ultimate desperate team type moment. They have no choice but to go on a run here, and it starts on Sunday.
Broadus?
Man, I want to believe. I want to believe that the Colts will go in there and beat them.
But you don't believe.
I don't believe they're going to do it, even though the Colts have only given up 206 points on defense, which is the same amount of points the New England Patriots have given up, which is right behind the Denver Broncos at 192. I want to believe in the Colts. I can't. I think this is a circle the wagons game for Kansas City.
Nobody circles the wagons.
Like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, their season's on the line here. They lose this game, they might very well lose the game to Dallas, too. So a lot on the line here.
Could be falling apart. Be the first time in Mahomes' career, three straight losses.
It's not happening. He's going to will his team to victory.
All right. Broadus.
Yes, sir.
J.J. McCarthy, the Vikings. He's actually going to throw for over 200 yards against the Packers' top 10 defense, which would be big for him because he really has been struggling. He has thrown for fewer than 200 yards in four of his five starts this season.
Yeah.
So that would be a big thing for him to do that. On paper, probably unlikely. But if he does it, maybe the Vikings can find a way to knock off the Pack. True or fart?
That's fart. I think the Vikings, I think they're struggling in a lot of ways. And I don't think that they've done as well as they needed to. I thought they were going to be on defense. But they're struggling a big way with the quarterback. So I'm going to say the Packers are going to get this one done.
Yeah, I'm going to fart on that as well. I mean, that's going to be – they're just going to try and run the ball and hide J.J. McCarthy as best they can. In Lambeau, I think the Packers' defense will be swarming.
Eric.
What's up?
The Cowboys are going to stop a tush push on Sunday.
Ooh, just one single tush push?
They're going to find a way to stop a tush push from the Eagles.
Man, I wonder what their rate is of dominance on that play in particular this year.
They've scored 75%. Once they get in the red zone, they've scored 75% of the time. And that's – you know what you got to worry about? I saw him run the tush push but hand the ball to Barkley around the end for a touchdown.
Oh, you get a little
like
trickle.
They move everybody forward, and then Barkley came around and they just handed him the ball, and he walked that thing. Mm. So be alert for that.
I'm going to say no. I mean, the Cowboys can't even stop teams on third and one. Is that streak still alive? Did they finally snap it versus the Raiders?
They stopped the Raiders, didn't they?
I think they stopped the Raiders one time. I think it's over.
Okay.
Well, it's like 19 of 20 or something like that right now, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think Quinnen Williams has ever gone up against the tush push before.
Well, he could be the tush push stopper.
I'm going to say fart.
You're going to go fart on that?
Yeah, they're going to fart. That's a difficult play. And the only thing that you got to hope for is that Bill Vinovich's crew, who calls false starts and illegal motions and all that, kind of sees what's really going on with that thing.
Maybe they stop it by penalty.
Yeah,
that's we would like that. I would love it if they ended up stopping that by penalty. All right, there's true or fart. All the momentum is building that I think Lane Kiffin's going to LSU, but if you missed it, they're going to announce for sure what's going on with Lane Kiffin's future the Saturday following the Egg Bowl.
Yeah, I think what's happening, too, the fact that the associate AD came out and talked about focusing on the Egg Bowl, I think he knows the answer.
Yeah. It sounds like it's heading to Baton Rouge for Lane. And I don't know what
Broadus is trying to keep professionalism.
Oh, do you know?
You know how giddy he is inside.
Did you get your buddy to finally text you back?
No, my friend is the AD. My teammate, my old teammate, Verge Osbury, is a teammate.
Con Sexton.
Yeah, and I couldn't get him to – Verge was keeping this pretty close to his vest, so I don't think – but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful Verge is going to pull this one off.
Right. Verge, first name Verge.
Verge. Verge and I were teammates. Yep.
Verge.
First name.
Not familiar with Verge.
He calls me BQ.
BQ. Why and Verge?
Because my family owned the barbecue place. Mm-hmm. Everybody at LSU used to know me because friends in Dallas call me BQ, nicknames. And so my guys, and matter of fact, my buddy Scott Bailey from La Place, Louisiana. Hey, BQ, what are you hearing on the coaching search and stuff like that.
Well, Verge, here's what I got for you.
Verge, this is what I got for you.
That's awesome.
All right, how about we do a little Friday news dump, shall
yeah,
we?
Man, I wish I had nothing but good news here in the dump tonight, but unfortunately that is not the case.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next year in the nation. All right, let's hit you with a Friday news dump here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in segment here in the nation, brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. And we will crosstalk with the Fan After Dark coming up here in just a few minutes. Blake Elliott and is it Khaki Kev with him tonight? We got
Khaki
Fred Davis.
Kev. Yeah.
It's the Kev Cat.
Fred Davis out and about.
He's in
the streets of Topeka, Kansas.
Yeah. Good luck to his kid playing. That's got to be so exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, playoff time.
I used to drive 6-7 hours to go watch Bennett just get crushed. He's going to watch winning playoff football.
Man, awesome. What is that like?
Oh, man, good for him, though. Good for him getting to be a part of that.
Now, this is the unbelievable story of the day. Comes out of Detroit with the Lions.
Detroit, what up, though?
This is how it reads. Double-checking that he had approval before finalizing travel plans, Detroit Lions rookie Tate Ratledge reportedly approached head coach Dan Campbell on Monday to see if it might be possible for him to take the Thanksgiving game off. Quote, I know we have a game scheduled, but my family has this big tradition every year where we all get together on that day and have a feast and watch football, and I really don't want to miss it. It's the 24-year-old guard. He added that he's very excited to spend time with his cousins and have a few helpings of his grandma's favorite stuffing. Quote, I've already had to cancel a lot of weekend plans because of games this season, so I'm hoping I don't have to back out on this too. Plus, my mom said she's making pecan pie just for me, and it's my favorite. At press time, sources confirmed Ratledge had offered to come in and play a makeup game sometime during the bye week.
You're getting, this
yeah, this
ball,
is a ball sack.
This is ball sack.
Hysterical, bro.
It's a massive ball sack.
I've already had to change some plans.
It would be hilarious if
when
this
you
was
said,
real.
When you said it initially, I'm thinking.
It would be so great if he really did ask y'all for things. Yeah. And he's like, guys, I'm sorry, you know?
It's a big holiday.
I mean, my grandma's making pecan pie just for me. I can't miss it. You know, we do a turkey bowl every day, every Thanksgiving. I'm the best player. What are they going to do without me?
You got to ask in September.
Yeah, you got to get some serious advance on this. No, that actually comes courtesy of The Onion, which I thought
That's
was one,
awesome.
one of their better stories. And Ratledge says he's been getting just inundated with text messages from friends and family members who are not familiar with The Onion's work. And they're like, wait, what? Is this actually happening? No, I can't even imagine what would happen. I mean, that'd be a great like secret camera moment where you go up to Dan Campbell and ask him for the game off.
Is the only way to get out of a game birth of your child? Is that the only?
Maybe a funeral of some sort.
Loss in the family, yeah.
I always felt like loss in the family is they would want you to play.
Some do. I mean, obviously Favre did that.
Yeah, Favre did that. But I just wonder if...
Everyone's a little different, I guess.
It seems like birth of a child would be the one that you can honestly say...
Probably number
this
one.
Might be my only... child, and so I need to be there kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Not your second or third child, right? No, you can't miss a game for your second or third
no,
one.
No, I don't think so.
Got to be the first.
I think it's
what
the first.
What if you miss the first one?
Yeah.
So you got to be there for the second one.
Well, no.
Fans ain't going to like that, fam.
No, he's talking about himself. He's talking about because I sat there next to him like as we're landing, trying to get him on an airplane as we're taxiing to the gate.
What is happening?
But, yeah, I think the birth of a child would be the only thing. Because if I had to do something in football related, like my mom and dad, they're both old, you know, older, they would say, just go to work. Just do it and we can settle up later. Now, I don't know if I could do it, but that's what they would say, you know? Which is
that's because they respect the game of football.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah, because
you come from a football family.
Well, that's what they would say. They would say, listen, if you have to go and do your job, go do your job, you know, and then we'll be, you know, we'll figure it out afterwards. Well, one of us will.
It is pretty great, though. A team employee told him that, like, a local radio show had a fan calling in bitching about this.
Oh, really?
It was real. Yeah.
Yeah, I guarantee it. A bunch of Lions fans were probably like, what is happening right now? Now, if you missed it today, the Rangers announced that the club did not tender contracts to Jonah Heim, Adolis Garcia, Josh Spores, and Jacob Webb. So we do wave goodbye to three World Series champions, three Rangers legends, three individuals that we love and forever will love. And we will miss them greatly. But we are now turning the page here. Yeah, Sporzy, one of our favorites.
All-time spike.
Could Sporzy be a comeback at a lower price kind of a thing?
I think absolutely Sporzy could return.
I would hope so, just for the presence in the clubhouse.
Yeah, the vibes and the chewing gum.
How many games in a row did Jonah Heim catch that final? Like the
all of them.
30, 40 games?
I think
something
he
like
wore
in a
himself
row?
Down over 3 years. Yeah. I mean, they didn't have anybody else, and... He just hadn't been the same guy the last two seasons.
Yeah, Chris Young says, I'd like to express the club's sincere appreciation for the efforts of each of the four players included in today's announcement. Regardless of what happens moving forward, Adolis, Jonah, and Josh will always be remembered for their contributions to the first World Series title in franchise history. Those memories will forever hold a special place in the hearts of Rangers fans. We are grateful for their time in Texas and the mark they have left on this franchise. Yeah, we hate to see him go. We sure do. But Schumacher's got different plans.
Yep.
It's a new batch of faces, and hopefully the Rangers get something cooked up nicely here on the hot stove as we approach the thick of the MLB off season. You like the hot stove line?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thought it was the thick.
The thick part was the funny part.
Well, we're about to get to the thick of it, right?
Yeah.
Do you prefer like the meat of the schedule?
I'm in the thick of it. Hey. Yeah, we're in the thick of it. Hey.
I'm in the thick of it. Hey.
All right. So there's a little bit of bad news, right? I mean,
yeah,
I don't know that we love
sad.
That.
It's sad.
It is sad.
It is.
I don't know if it's bad news necessarily.
No, it's closing the book on a hell of a chapter.
Have the memory of how great those dudes were. Yeah, they were the reason why we all got like replica rings and stuff like that. I mean, yeah.
That's right, man.
Comes from the days. Yeah.
Okay, so now elsewhere in the news dump, you have you guys see Smokey Robinson?
Damn, bro.
Got more, bro.
I listened to his channel.
Press. What happened?
Are we him and his wife in further trouble here?
No. Oh, wait, the wife's involved too?
Smokey's wife?
She's involved.
I guess she was named.
She was just letting it happen?
She was named on there.
She's named.
Oh, no.
I listened to his channel quite a bit. It's actually really good.
It jams, bro.
Man, it is really good.
Well, he has two new accusers that have come forward.
Oh, no.
With the sexual battery claims against him. This is 6 months after four women who once worked with the Grammy-winning star filed a $50 million sexual assault lawsuit against him. So the women who sued anonymously as Jane Doe's in May filed a new motion in court just last week looking to amend their complaint and add two more alleged victims. One is a man.
Uh-oh.
The other, a woman.
So I guess I see you, Smokey.
He gets points for
okay, girl. For I see being you, girlfriend. Progressive.
Not the most surprising thing.
He tried to force them to touch his schvans.
Whoa!
In a statement shared with
the
people.
Dude.
Yeah, even the dude.
It's crazy.
He was like the car mechanic guy.
On all four spots.
Yeah, he's like the car mechanic guy, and he would just go out there while he's getting his oil changed, and Smokey would ask him to.
Just examine.
Smokey going out bad, bro.
It's oil, bro. Yeah, allegedly, wow. Of course. But, yeah, according to the motion, one of the new accusers identified as Jane Doe 5 allegedly endured constant harassment from Smokey while working as a housekeeper for him between 2005 and on and off through 2011. She claims that he grabbed her hand and tried to force her to touch him more than 10 times. And would also, how about this, would also ask her to enter the bathroom while he was showering and asked her to scrub his back.
Oh,
per the motion.
It's tough to reach.
I mean, this dude at the time is like, what, like 60, like 65 years old or something?
Man.
And he's trying to get his back washed? Like, hey, sugar.
Not as mobile as he once was.
Can you grab that loofah right there?
Do you enjoy Chinooka?
Get to work. Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, this is my Chinooka gift.
Yeah, I don't think that's on the general to-do list for housekeepers.
No, it's not.
I don't think when she signed up for it, there was a bullet point that said, and also,
by the way,
you might have to loofah my back from time to time.
That's why you got
to
have tragically ugly people working in your house, bro. Mm.
Yeah, you can't have... You can't have smokes.
It can't be that convenient.
No, absolutely.
What?
Yeah.
Sylvester. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
She wasn't all that awesome.
Yeah.
And he still found time for
Have a job.
Yeah. That's sometimes they'll surprise you.
Sometimes it's just, you know, the
convenience.
Lucius, how much Barry White do you listen
you
to?
Come here. A lot.
There's the one song they always play on Smokey's thing, the You're My First... The last, my
and
everything.
Yeah.
That song has such a great start to it. I get so excited when that one goes on, when they play
start
it
start dancing?
Oh, it's really, have you ever heard the song?
No.
Barry White is like.
I mean, it's possible that I haven't. I just don't know that that's
heard
the song.
It? Yeah, this is Vic Damone Jr.'s wedding speech thing. Right?
Yeah.
We got it together, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Great song.
Yeah. This is, when you listen to Smokey Channel, this is the stuff you get. Like, every song, I'm just, like, driving along.
Barry's crazy. You're looking so beautiful.
Yeah.
That voice.
Doing everything 1973.
Oof.
This thing's about to go.
Oh, it's about to get nasty.
It is about to really go. Slipping more and more ways. He's talking right now.
People don't talk on songs anymore.
Not anymore. Super world on my own. Not anymore.
Nobody but you.
Somebody but you.
And me.
And me.
We've got it together, baby.
Oh, here it comes!
Yo!
Shirts off! The sound of Philadelphia!
My last... My everything.
Yeah!
It's the idea! This station... Every song, I mean, sometimes you're like move around on dials. It's like, I don't like this song. That channel has every song, and you never stop. You just let it go. So
turn on, leave on.
You just let it go.
That one is Soul Town. I like Soul Town.
Soul Town's good, too. Yeah, yeah. Soul Town's good, too.
Wow. That's impressive,
thanks,
dude.
Lucius. I appreciate you doing that. That God, man had a voice, too. Yeah, he had some pipes.
Dude.
Very much so.
He had some pipes.
All-time pipes.
Yeah.
All right. Now we get to the good news. Did you guys ever try the Big Tasty Burger at McDonald's?
I did. You know where I actually tried it?
Did they bring it back?
Yeah, they're bringing it back on the Christmas menu.
This will be my first one, then.
South Africa.
The patties the are even bigger. Tasty. Oh, did you? What'd you think?
Ask my dude.
Big nasty.
Cheeks?
It's not good.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, it was booty cheeks.
It's passing cheeks, the eye test.
Right, Lucius? Hey, you threw me off with that one, yes.
Cheeks
involved.
Cheeks?
It was cheeks, bro.
It was cheeks?
Yeah, it wasn't good. Now, I mean, it might have just been McDonald's in South Africa is not good. They had some weird sauce on there that I was not into.
Oh really?
Don't say that.
They say it's supposed to be better than the Big Mac.
Maybe it is. No, maybe now, the American
now,
version.
Now,
that's according
stop.
To McDonald's, of course.
Stop.
Now, they've increased the size of the patty to a quarter pounder patty. Right. Now, you can still double it up. You can still get bacon on it. It's like a white cheddar. And then you get the shredded lettuce, and the bun is actually toasted. All right. But, yeah, you can see there's some type of sauce on there, and it looks like a Mac sauce. And if it was, maybe that could be
ketchup,
all the difference in the world.
But
just something to consider. I'd never tried that. But yeah, they're going to have the new Christmas menu, I guess.
So we got to wait till after Thanksgiving to grab these.
I think so. I see a date.
I might get a sack of them. See what we got.
Get a sack of Big Tasties.
Get a sack of Tasties.
Bring it up in here.
I will.
And finally, here in the Friday news dump, did you guys know that the best bagel shop in America
is in Philadelphia?
Is not in New York.
Okay, well.
It's not in Filthy.
Wait a minute. It's in, oh my. Is it in
here?
Is it somewhere in, is it East Coast though?
No.
Oh wow.
Arizona.
It's got to be California.
Is it from Dallas?
It's the Big D.
Really?
Wow.
What is it?
The Shock Schmear.
Friday night, my life.
They're calling it, the New York Post is calling it the Shock Schmear on Gotham's reputation. As a leading carb capital.
Oh, my gosh.
I love
bagels.
Of the 2025 Bagel Fest held at Citi Field in Queens over the weekend, where Starship Bagel, an upstart from the DFW,
there you go.
Took top honors over dozens of local greats.
Wow.
Is that not incredible?
Where are we located?
We are located. We're in Dallas.
There's downtown Dallas. There's North Dallas, and there's Lewisville. There's three locations.
Okay, I didn't even realize they were tripling
down
here.
We've got three locations, and apparently it's won this Best Bagel Award in 2023. This is the second time.
How phenomenal! I did not know about this at all.
Starship Bagel.
We're gonna have to pay a visit to old Starship, because there is. I mean, like, we're in my neck of the woods over there by in Trophy Club. There's Dan's Bagels, which is really, really good. Actually, they were making another one. It might be open now over in Argyle when we went to the Spirits.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun over there.
Oh, it was incredible.
Those folks were nice.
They're dropping a Dan's Bagels right over there.
Wow.
But the original one in Trophy Club is all the rage.
Was it the Burger Man? Is that the guy that was making the burger?
Burger Man.
Yeah.
Burger Man.
That was some good stuff,
that's
man.
That's a good burger.
That
there too,
was
man.
Some good stuff.
But apparently, yes, right here in our own backyard in Dallas, you have Starship Bagels, which is allegedly the best bagel in America.
Wow.
And if that's not good news,
congrats.
I don't know what is.
Congrats.
No, I mean, to have the best bagel in America here in Dallas, are you bleeping kidding me?
I love it.
I know.
My entire family's going to have to run there.
Yeah, yeah,
like
we
a
all.
Jewish rite of passage.
Seriously. Yeah, this is going to be a Walchuk family tradition.
We're going to have to take a trip there.
I'll tell you what, that lox and bagel thing ain't overrated.
It's not bad.
I've never had it.
No, it's really, you'd like it, Eric.
You might like it.
Yeah, no. I think I'd like
you
it.
You like salmon?
Yeah.
It's good. You'd like it.
And cream cheese and bagels?
Red cream cheese, yeah.
Yeah, some capers.
Put that thing on an everything bagel?
A little squirt of lemon.
Some Dom capers.
Squirt of lemon, yes.
Get a little squirt.
I'm down with that.
Of lemon.
All right, we crosstalk with the Fan After Dark next here in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We do have some news in the NFL as it appears Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers are headed for a divorce. As we welcome in the Fan After Dark, we've got Blake Elliott, Khaki Kev, Kevin Walker, fellow North Texas Mean Green. How the hell are you fellas doing tonight?
Feeling fired up. Fred Davis is up in Kansas with his son. They're in the state semis. They're playing Fred's alma mater tonight. So if they win, they will go to the state championship. So we're hoping for two more wins for the season, then we'll have Fred for the rest of the year. But feeling good. Khaki Kev's filled in a couple times now, so he's getting pretty comfortable.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. A lot of news, and I've got my Formula One up right now, so Brian's watching
I'm watching.
So.
I'm watching.
It's Vegas weekend.
This is the Vegas weekend.
Yeah. Vegas weekend.
So what time is the race? Is it tomorrow or is it Sunday?
So for all of our European folks, if there is any out there, it's on Sunday. But for us, it's actually like Saturday night. It's like 11 o'clock.
I think I remember that last year. It was like it's like a midnight.
Yeah, it's like 11 o'clock midnight, something okay. like that. So it's cold right now.
Diana Rossini is reporting that 15 months after signing a four-year, $120 million extension, Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers appear headed towards a divorce, according to her and Mike Silver. Brandon Ayuk's 2026 guarantees were voided by the 49ers because I guess he was missing team meetings and a variety of other things. He has not responded to a lot of the 49ers team activities, and the absences have amounted to a failure to fulfill his contractual obligations, according to the 49ers. So they're trying to get back those guarantees. Now, Brandon Ayuk, according to multiple league sources, told the NFLPA reps in a meeting that he did not want to fight the 49ers, voiding his 2026 guaranteed money via an official grievance. That would clear the way for his expected release at the season's end, in which he then can go and sign wherever he wants. So
such a weird deal, man.
Very strange.
They gave him the contract that he
should
wanted.
Should have ended up in New England.
Yeah.
Tried to trade him there,
or Pittsburgh. I mean, both of those teams were definitely interested.
Mm. And they were playing with him on that, too. Like, the Niners were playing with him on some trades.
And think about it. The 49ers
gave him the deal.
The 49ers are desperate for wide receivers. They can't get a healthy guy. I mean, they've been having Kendrick, Bourne out there.
Yeah.
Ricky Pearsall hasn't played in like 8 weeks. I think he played last week for the first time in a while. So they're needing receivers and to have your star receiver.
I thought he was going to be good. I really thought that Pearsall was going to be good.
I don't know that we even know, really, just because he hasn't been available. But, yeah, if you're not available to play, then you're not going to be doing any good for the squad. What did you guys think of the Rangers news today? We kind of knew it, you know, Dolis Garcia, Jonah Heim, but also Sporzy, Webb, getting the non-tenders. So they are now free agents and some Ranger greats now no longer with the club.
I think it's kind of it's bittersweet because obviously you're thankful for Adolis and everything he was able to do for us. But if you really want to dive into the Skip Schumacher regime, you really want him to take it over as it is his own. I think you kind of got to leave behind some of those pieces. And the only way to move on is to do that. It sucks. You know, hopefully he can have success elsewhere. I'm thinking probably not the Astros is a safe bet, but it is what it is. I think it's the way to move on, though.
Blake, the Mavs going to get the win tonight over the Pelicans?
They will not. The Pelicans? No,
really?
No, there's
Pelicans are one of the teams worse than them. I thought they had a shot tonight. I guaranteed Constable Scott they'd get a win. He asked for a guaranteed dub.
Nah.
I said guaranteed
dub.
The dub is the loss.
We are not. I think we're at the point we're not rooting for wins because no D'Angelo Russell tonight. He's out with illness. You have a different player out with illness every other night. Derek Lively's minutes will be limited. Cooper Flagg's been in and out with illness, and the right thumb has been messing with him. You don't have a consistent player who's going to lead you in points. And we're getting a different trade rumor every hour about Anthony Davis. LaMelo Ball's now in it. We got the Bulls in it. And I think the Mavs are at the point where I think they're kind of agreeing with Chiofalo. They're not going to outwardly say that because you'd get in trouble by the league. But I don't know if they're like, we got to do everything to win every single basketball game. They're probably looking at it a little bit logicalness like us and going, hey, we have this year's first-round pick, and that's it for like 4 years. This is a loaded generational draft. Kyrie's not going to be back until like we got 20 games left in the season. We're probably not going to play AD much. I mean, yes, I think they're still going to try tonight, and Najee Marshall, Max Christie, and those guys, but they're not a good basketball team. It is what it is. On paper, they're actually not that bad when you just look at the pieces, but how they form and fit together is horrible.
What do you guys have coming up on the show?
Well, it's a Kevin Walker experience. I let him lay out the show today, Kevin. What do we got?
So, Blake, let me put the show together. So that's why he's tossing it over to me. We're going to play some of the Jerry audio. He kind of said the quiet part out loud about Trayvon Diggs. So we're going to break that down a little bit and maybe what a future without Trayvon Diggs looks like and the confidence with the Cowboys defense. We will talk about that Rangers news a little bit more. What's kind of the look forward to? Will they be maybe adding on and kind of debunking this whole Corey Seager thing, because I think it needs a little debunking.
It does. Jared put the kibosh on the Corey
look.
Seager,
if Jared so. Says it, then I'm believing it.
I think Simeon, yes, they would trade Marcus
for sure.
But
yeah,
Seager, I don't think they're actually.
I got a question for you football folks. Trayvon Diggs, say he comes back, whenever, week or two, 2 weeks. Is there any
after Kansas City? Probably
after Kansas City. Let's say he's back on the roster, whatever. Could there be a place, how possible do you think it is, of Trayvon Diggs maybe playing safety?
Well, this is a Brian Broaddus special.
Yeah, this is me. I've been playing this game, but I do it because of radio and podcasting and stuff like that. I would consider it. I'd absolutely consider playing him as a true, like, single high free
safety. Rather than just letting him go. And
I'm going to try and get something out of him, but it sounds like to me that they're really – does he really want to play?
Because I'm like, if we're going to let him go and say all these things aren't good about Diggs, and I think all of us are fine moving off him this year or after this year, but during this year, if you can play him at safety and give you a little bit of value?
I would try. I would absolutely try and play him at free safety, but I'm playing, as Mike McCarthy would say, I'm playing fantasy football right now. I'm just trying to find a spot for him because
he's still talented. It's not like the guy is not talented. He's just not good at the corner position right now. Injuries, off the field, yada, yada, yada. But
I think a ball hawk and free safety would be his best avenue right now. I really would.
No question. But, I mean, how invested are you in wanting to play? And if you're not, do you want to then switch positions? So I just don't think it's going to happen, but I don't mind the idea.
Better than not playing at all and just sitting on the sideline with us.
True. All right, Fan After Dark coming up next. Blake Elliott, Kevin Walker, Khaki Kev himself. Thank you so much to everybody for joining us here in the nation. We love you. We'll be back on Monday. Shout out to Eric Chiofalo, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander. Again, 5 hours flawless. It was not his fault. There's some issues that we're dealing with here. I'm Zach Wolchuk. Until Monday, shout out to the General. Hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.